Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Good morning. 2 degrees this morning, and there's actual snow on the ground. Believe it or not, I think it's caught everybody by surprise. The 401 was a disaster up until about 4:30 this morning. I know coming in from Barrie, coming in from Burlington, and coming in from Durham region are, you know, very, very slippery. People are like, where are the salt trucks? Well, they weren't expecting this either. So please take it slow this morning because there are slippery patches everywhere. I even had like a dusting of snow on my car this morning. So.
A little dusting.
Yep.
Dust.
Yep. Feels like, well, it is minus six. Feels like minus six. The high for today is 2, but tomorrow it's 10 because we live in a country named Canada.
That's headache weather, boys and girls.
That's true. You know what? We laughed at you last week when you said the big temperature change was going to give headaches, and guess who all had headaches the next day? All of us.
I'm a prophet.
A Nana TJ, here he is.
Now, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
I would be remiss this morning if I didn't bring up one of the weirdest couples on planet Earth, Russell Wilson and Ciara. They released a joint fragrance together.
Oh, good.
And here's the weird part. Ciara had this to say about it. You have to find ways to keep it sexy and keep it fun. She's speaking about how they stayed so close during the pandemic.
Yeah.
We couldn't do a date night out like we usually would, but we'd have an at-home date night where we would smell each other's scents. And she made it sound like they would have this competition to see who could find the most scents.
That sounds like the most rich thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
When you're that rich. Yeah. You're just at home smelling scents.
So they released a joint fragrance. So Ciara's Sea Scent is a blend of red berries, peony, pink popcorn, and gardenia. Where Russell's R fragrance features patchouli, lime, lavender, water lily, and maybe a pinch of some other stuff.
Cool.
Oh, patchouli. Okay, that's
patchouli and peony. Not my thing.
Let's go back to the 1-2 step, shall we?
Listen, like... I'm sure that their friends, their hangers-on, are thrilled for them.
Yeah, true.
They are so weird.
They are weird. Jax, what about you?
One of the biggest boy who cried wolf stories I've heard in a long time. So an Ontario G1 driver claimed that he had COVID-19 to get out of a ticket in Napanee. Yes, the cops pulled him over for an expired plate. And he's like, no, I have COVID for whatever reason.
Cool, man.
And so they call an ambulance. They call a bunch of, like, reinforcement. And then as soon as they started coming, he's like, no, I. So, yeah. And then he apologized. And now he's being charged with, like, reckless driving, like the Quarantine Act, a bunch of stuff. So don't play around with COVID and don't play around with the police. Come on,
producer Jesse.
We all know Twitter's impact on the world, on the election and everything. So what do you guys think about this? Will it have a positive or negative impact on society? A dislike button for Twitter. They are experimenting with it.
That's going to have a negative effect on society.
Yeah, it's weird how a negative thing might have a negative effect.
Yeah.
You don't think they say it'll enhance conversation and allow for more nuance?
People aren't having conversations on Twitter.
No.
They're just yelling at each other on Twitter and telling you how you're wrong.
Can't they tackle the racism?
Yeah.
I would really like them to tackle the rampant racism. Can we do that?
I dislike that.
And can we stop verifying white supremacists and then worry about
homophobia,
the dislike button?
Xenophobia,
can we do that?
Yeah, take care of that, Twitter.
That'd be great, Twitter. Is Jack listening? Probably not. He's probably fasting somewhere.
Crying.
Man, you wanna go down a wormhole? Look up the CEO of Twitter and stuff that he does.
True.
Great wild guy. Time. Anyway, hey, listen. Good morning. It's Wednesday. We're going to have a really fun morning because it's not a fun drive. So we've got to balance things out. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Dan Levy was named one of People's Sexiest Men Alive. The Schitt's Creek. Who just booed?
Jesse.
Shit producer Jesse.
What?
Jesse, there are
Bring
hot mics
on.
In here. Yeah, no, we're yeah.
You know you're in the radio studio. Right?
Okay. I don't know if they're being honest about the list.
Wow.
What's
is Dan Levy not on your list? He's on my list. I think he's very stylish.
Yeah, what's your problem?
In the whole world. 8 billion people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a chance they're cashing in on the popularity of a show that just won every Emmy?
Thank you.
Maybe.
No.
If we're being honest.
He's a good looking boy. You
sexy
guys are wrong.
And smart. Thank you, Adam.
You guys are wrong.
so upset for
when
Dan
he comes
Levy.
And picks us up in his Emmy mobile. Yeah. You'll want to be laughing. Okay?
Literally, his car made of Emmys.
Guys, he's not going to kiss you. Okay,
like, you don't know that.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
You know, I'm going to put Jax in glasses, have her kiss me, and I'm going to call her Dan.
What?
I mean, what?
Can I watch? I just want to watch.
I want to move on.
The Schitt's Creek star landed a spot on this year's People's Sexiest Man Alive issue, telling the magazine this form of sexy is a niche market. I said that during quarantine, he's just been trying different pasta sauces, making breads, and baking cookies.
All right. Relatable.
Dolly Parton donated $1 million to help Moderna find a COVID vaccine. So biotech firm Moderna announced Monday that their experimental COVID-19 vaccine had shown nearly a 95% efficacy. Thank you. In human trials. Reading's hard sometimes. And Dolly Parton made a $1 million donation to Vanderbilt University for vaccine research back in April.
Yeah.
Which is just so happens, the university happens to be involved in Moderna's trials. Ergo, Dolly Parton is curing COVID.
The dollster.
At least according to her fans.
You know, it's unbelievable. You know, Dolly's made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But Dolly's not a billionaire.
No.
And the fact is she donated $1 million and is now listed as one of the donors behind this vaccine. And it just makes you think like, okay, there's so many people who have so much money.
Yeah. That don't do anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why are you holding back?
She also just released her first Christmas album in decades. So if you want to get into the dollster mood, it's really good.
By the way,
she's very likable.
I interviewed her once and it was.
I did. Stop it.
She is, Dolly Parton is a treasure who must be protected at all costs.
You hear that a lot.
Perfect.
Yeah.
She's the best person.
Yeah.
The
great
best.
Eye contact. Probably so sweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man.
Everything you would want her to be.
Yeah. Treats you like
Adam,
a friend.
What?
It's amazing.
That's awesome. Hey, Forever 21 just relaunched in Canada, and people are not feeling it. So it's once again shipping from Canada, and its website called it a Grand Canadian Reopening.
It's so bad.
With a new online store, new styles, and discounts of up to 70% off. But some people are upset because they notice that some of the models and the clothes are the same that they were, and also that the selection isn't that great, which has never been Forever 21's forte, because they've always had, like, the front of a shirt would be really nice, and then you turn it around, and it would say, like, I hate veggies on it. And you're like, ah, why would you ruin this shirt?
But yesterday, we were looking at it because I found a gift card to Forever 21. I was like, damn, I can't spend this. And then all of a sudden, they reopened. So I went on the website yesterday, and I was, like, looking for, like, men's sweaters. They had 14 things to select from. That's all they had on the website. 14 men's things. No, not sweaters. That includes pants, shoes, shirts, hats.
Oh.
They just had 14 items in general. And I was like, okay, grand reopening. But I'll be back. Let's not lie. I'll be back.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you're having a rough morning, sometimes it feels better to hear that somebody else has had a more, I don't want to say rough, but like a worse morning.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you got up out of bed, and nobody likes getting out of bed, nobody likes getting out of that warm cocoon of loveliness, and got into your own shower this morning, you have already had a better morning than I have.
Why, did you get in someone else's shower?
No, I got in my shower. I got out of my bed into my shower.
Naked. And vulnerable.
Fun fact, I don't have any hot water.
No.
So I waited for the hot. So I turned on the shower. I'm like, this is weird. And then I waited for it.
So you have water, but no hot water.
Yeah, I've got water.
So wait, do you turn the shower on, wait for it, and then get in there? Or do you stand there and let the cold water hit you? Like,
oh, I do not stand there and let the cold water hit me. No, I got out.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I went back like 30 seconds later. I'm like, it is still not hot. And then I tried. I have a tub as well. I tried the tub. I tried all the faucets. None of them had hot water. And I was like, great. So then I had to start packing my overnight bag. Because the only other place that I know that there's a shower is here at work.
Did you shower in the office?
Yeah, I showered in the office shower.
Yeah, there's a shower down by Boss Karen's office.
Yeah.
And like it's quite nice.
Now,
I mean, it's also a work shower.
Yeah. So you're probably saying, what's the big deal? Well, I had let my landlord, who's, by the way, wonderful. I really have one of the best landlords ever.
You hope he's listening
ever.
And fixes your hot water.
Yeah, well, no, he is great, though. Okay. He's amazing. And he's been amazing about everything. That, you know, I know there's people have nothing but complaints about landlords. I have none. So yesterday, I told him, like, I think the hot water's a little bit off. And he's like, well, I guess you'd like me to get on that, huh?
And
we both
like,
kind of shared a chuckle, like, oh. And I thought I'd at least have tepid water.
No. Yeah.
So I get into work, and I go to our one shower.
Yeah.
Now, you got to remember that we're the only people allowed here.
Yeah.
Nobody else is working at work at Bell Media. It's just us. So things are slipping a little bit around here. And I get into that shower.
hot water doesn't work.
Stop it.
Adam.
Hot water doesn't work at all. And
Adam.
I was like, no. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm just going to have to do this. And also, did I mention the lights also don't work either? So, and it's so dark in that bathroom that I had to leave the door open.
Adam.
Get completely naked, jump in a cold shower.
In the dark. In the dark. In the office.
Like, showbiz, baby. Showbiz.
Stay in school, kids.
And there's like, here's the worst part is, you know when you shower in someone else's shower, there's a bunch of stuff that's unfamiliar. There is no less than 40 Herbal Essences half-used shampoos
in there. Who's showering here?
I don't know.
Also,
I don't know whose these are.
Nobody's been here since March, so maybe, you know what?
We could throw that out, I think.
I'm gonna do a clean for you.
There are people's clothes in there, and there's a few hairs on the wall. And I'm like, I'm sitting there in the cold shower. I'm like, oh my God, this. And there's that hair, and it's just looking at you like, hello.
Did you make a design out of it?
No, I didn't. It's not my hair.
That's what you do with the long hairs on the side. What?
It's not my hair. I'm not touching it.
You know, usually I'm the weird one on the show. That's kind of my thing.
No, you make designs.
But between this one over here making drawings with people's hair, and this one over here having cold showers in the dark in the office, I'm feeling pretty normal and relatable today.
Can I come to your house after the
You may not.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What have you been bullied into watching just because everybody's talking about it? You know, right now, TV shows are more important than ever. I remember thinking at the beginning of the year, how silly of me, that, you know, I'm like, are we ever going to go back to that age where everybody watches the same shows? Because we were finding it difficult on the air here to talk about certain shows because, you know, there's so many different streaming services and some people have cable, some people don't or whatever, that it's pretty hard to find one show that's like ubiquitous. Game of Thrones was that show for a little while. But now, because of the pandemic, everybody's seen every show.
Yeah. Unified in viewing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it started with Tiger King. Now, what have you watched that you've been bullied into watching? I know that we bullied Jax as an on-air thing into watching Game of Thrones.
In like 2 days.
Yeah,
you made me watch every single episode.
Every single episode in a month. And
yeah, like, in a month.
And how many episodes? 67 episodes that are an hour long?
71 episodes, yeah. It was like 71 hours of viewing. My eyes bled and I was having nightmares. Like actual nightmares.
TJ actually jumped on one that Jax and I cannot stop talking about and I have not jumped into yet.
I started watching The Crown yesterday because you guys are obsessed with The Crown.
It's so good.
And normally I'm pretty good at resisting like the FOMO of watching shows. Like, I haven't given in to Stranger Things. It took me a long time. I still haven't watched Love is Blind and that type of stuff, but
Love is Blind's good.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
I feel like I missed the train on it, though. Like,
no,
I should have watched it
you
in
didn't.
The summer.
You didn't.
I missed all the references. But I started watching The Crown yesterday, and it definitely exists.
It's dry.
Like, it's dry. Very dry.
How far
keep
in did
going,
you get?
Two episodes.
Oh, okay, no, yeah.
But also, like, I come from a very, like, my family are very, very English. Like, my dad was born in England and stuff, but, like, I like watching this show because on The Crown, they have, like, very beautiful English accents, and my family are very, like, I don't love!
It's
like,
also
English accents, so it's, like, a really nice difference.
But it surprises me, though. It's also very surprising because you guys are the history buffs on the show. I know nothing about the monarchy and history and stuff like that, so it surprises me that you don't watch it. It's also one of the most expensive
shows ever made. I think the show Marco Polo was the most expensive. It was $100 million for a season.
Yeah.
And then I think Mandalorian and this one have capped it. Because what they did with The Crown that was so interesting
it's
that they
beautiful,
actually
TJ.
All of the things that you see on the wall, the sconces, the dresses, they would go to the places that made those things and have them remade. So that's what the expense comes from. So when you see the clothes, they go to the actual tailors that would have made the clothes.
Why?
Because they wanted to make it as accurate as possible. Oh. And
also
because they're Netflix and they're like, we're going to up the subscription rate anyway. Who cares?
Yeah,
the locations, too. It's just breathtaking.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful.
So the thing is, give it two more episodes and it gets a little juicier.
Okay.
Season two and season three are
so good.
That's what I keep. But I hate when shows are like, you got to watch at least 8 episodes for you to enjoy
that. Wait till Queen Elizabeth's husband, I can never remember his name.
Charles.
Is it? No. Charles is the son. Charles is the son. It's Philip.
Yeah, Prince Philip, who wants to be King Philip,
who is also the worst. That's what you need to see. Yeah. Philip is the worst.
He gets a little bit better, but he's still the worst.
And then he screws it up again. He's the worst. Yeah.
So I'm a couple episodes in, and the actor that plays him, Matt Smith. I don't really trust his face.
No,
so I
you're
feel
not
like you're
to.
Not supposed
Isn't
to.
Isn't he, what's his name, Doctor?
He's Doctor No, or Doctor Who.
Doctor Who,
not
yeah.
Doctor No.
Or what?
Now, we got a couple texts coming in. First off, from Milton, The Bachelorette. Yeah.
Yeah, really? I jumped on that train
really?
For a while.
You know, I honestly enjoyed it for a long, long time, and then I've kind of got off it. Schitt's Creek is another good one. If you haven't seen Schitt's Creek, I know you're probably like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. It is so good, and actually this text messenger makes a really good point. I binge-watched it, and I realized I should have spread it out, because now I have binge regret.
Binge regret.
That's a thing I've never heard of, but it totally exists.
Yeah, it makes sense. And then you start to slow down on the last season because you're like, it's like a good book.
I need to cherish this.
Yeah, I don't want this to end.
The show is so good.
Schitt's Creek's so good.
Hit us up with yours at 999-416-872-9999. You were sort of like bullied into watching it, almost like a FOMO thing, and you watched it. And what did you think? Is it overrated, the thing that you watched? Or is it actually really, really good?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Talking about the TV shows you picked up just because everybody else was watching them and all your friends were like, okay, you gotta watch this show. It's the greatest thing in the world. Now, did it turn out to be the greatest thing in the world? Because a lot of times your friends would be like, let me show you this YouTube video. And it's 5 minutes long. It's like, don't worry. The funny part comes at 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And you're like, oh my God, I'm not watching this.
2009 YouTube was the worst.
Oh, totally.
6 minute video. You'll love it.
But what are the shows that you were sort of like peer pressured into watching? TJ, what are the texts saying?
This one is going to make Jax upset. From the 905, The Handmaid's Tale. Tried to watch it as all my gym
Incredible
friends were saying how amazing
show.
It is. Sure. Okay. I tried. Oh my God. No.
So here's what I will say with The Handmaid's
Excuse
Tale.
Excuse me.
The entire first season is literally just a camera slapped onto Elizabeth Moss's poor head, and it's just close-ups of her going.
You saw that. Because she's in trouble. Of course she's hyperventilating. She's in trouble.
But.
In grave danger.
Adam just summed up the entire show.
I say
you'll have to watch it.
I say that.
You know that.
And I love the show. I love the show, but it's just Elizabeth Moss really. It's like, wow, we know.
She's been taken away.
I know what her pores look like. I can describe each and every one of them for you.
Make the sound again.
No, stop it. No.
Anyway.
She's in so much trouble.
From the 416, I was forced to watch New Girl. I needed a new show after watching Friends 10 times. It's hilarious. I highly recommend it. That's from Kelsey.
I don't see that text. You wrote that,
didn't you? No, seriously. Okay. 416.
I don't get that one. I
How
don't get New
you?
Girl.
It's not funny.
Here's the
it's
thing.
It's not funny. I know.
If you're going from
funny.
Friends Listen. To that, I get it because it's kind of like the same humor level.
Whoa.
It's like, oh, look at that.
You don't watch New Girl because of Zooey Deschanel. You watch it because of the ensemble cast.
Okay.
All of them together are very funny.
Okay, I'm going to have to give it another try because
it's
I
very
do not,
hey,
I
Adam,
don't get
hey,
it.
Adam.
I'll just be out there
hey,
and not get
don't,
it.
Don't bother.
You're going
to. You know what? TJ got me turned around on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
And I actually really enjoy it now. It's great background
How's the
noise.
Inside of Andy Samberg's mouth? Because that's all I can see right now.
They just do close-up of Andy Samberg's face, like in Handmaid's Tale. Just
TJ, next one.
Another one here from the 905. I was forced to watch Lock and Key. I did not regret it.
What's
Such
that?
A good show. Usually wouldn't go for scarier shows, but I was not disappointed. Have you guys heard of that one?
I have not heard of Lock and Key.
Sounds spooky, though.
It does sound spooky. From the 647, Queen's Gambit is everything on
Yo,
Netflix.
Yo, I started
That's
it.
The number one trending show, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And I, because it keeps popping up on Netflix at the top, so you're like, you always see it and hear it. But I had so many people in my life being like, you got to watch this. And I was like, no, I'm not in chess. Started the other night. I cannot stop.
Do you know what's a show that I've been kind of pushed towards watching and I still just can't get into it? And I know I'm probably wrong on this. Mad Men. We were talking about this the other day.
Oh, you're going to love Mad Men.
I've tried to watch it like two or three times and
it's
I can't get past
good.
Again, the first
you,
second episode.
You gotta give it a couple. You gotta get those characters.
Yeah.
But once you get into it, you will start coming in here looking like Don Draper. I know you.
You're gonna
start drinking old fashions and
you're gonna start smoking.
It's just
darting on the air.
The show's so good. And again, Elizabeth Moss's face is
cool.
Actually, her character is
she's
super
so good.
Cool in that.
Yeah, she's so good in that show.
Definitely that is worth a watch. Now, I do love that we're at the point of the pandemic where a show about chess is the number one trending topic in the world, but Queen's Gambit, apparently very good.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The tallest Christmas tree in Canada is set to be unveiled tomorrow at the Eaton Center at the annual lighting of the Eaton Center's glittery 108-foot tall Yule tree. Of course, this year's going to be different, given that we can't go see it. But at least we know it's there, right?
Well, we can see it.
I know. I'm just speaking facetiously.
Okay. I was at the Eaton Center the other day.
Look at him go. What
crazy
were you?
Guy.
What were
I was you returning that. Remember how my laptop flew off the back of my truck and I had to buy one and I thought that I would have to buy a laptop? Anyway, returned the laptop and I saw that the curtains were up for the thing.
Yeah, they did. What you didn't know is that there's actually people changing behind it.
No.
It's not for the tree, it's for people.
Okay, fair enough.
Right in the middle of the mall. I actually saw a picture because every year they also do one in Rockefeller Center in New York and the internet was just ripping them because the tree that they put up this year, it's like they forgot and just grabbed the first one that they saw off the highway because the tree looks just decrepit rough. And terrible.
See, if it was going to look like that, they should have made it Charlie Brown themed.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like they did, but they didn't know that they were doing that.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Fair enough.
Just a good depiction of life these days, you know? Just forgotten about.
It really sums up 2020.
Yeah, it really does.
Shazam put out their list of the most Shazam songs ever. Here's an interesting fact, by the way. Shazam's been around since 2002. It used to be a service that you call and they would tell you the song via text message.
Yes.
So the top 10 songs, Hozier's Take Me to Church, Cooking on Three Burners, This Girl, I forget that one, Gautier, Somebody That I Used to Know, Cheap Thrills, Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, top five being Major Lazer, Lean On, Avicii, Wake Me Up. Are you ready for the top three Shazam songs
Let's
of all time?
Let's do it, baby.
Number three, Passenger, Let Her Go.
Only know you love her when you let her go.
Why does he sing like that?
Adam.
And you let her go.
Like, objectively, this is a great song, but he's like, I like to eat cheese and let her go. Like, he's just very weird. He's weird. Passenger's weird. Don't tell me it's not.
If you watch our video podcast out of this, you can see how thin Adam's lips
are
right now.
Only know you love her when you let her go.
Stop it.
He's like whispering in your ear.
Stop it, TJ.
Sounds like
what's
he's
the second
singing
song?
In the Shire.
Boys.
Number two, Lilywood, Prayer in C.
Oh, man, I forgot about this one.
Oh,
it's a jam. I feel like there were some 2015 clubs that were brought to their knees by this song.
The hook's the best part.
Isn't this the hook?
Yeah. No,
it's
coming.
No, it's... Here. Mm. 2016, where your hook didn't need lyrics. And the number one most Shazam song of all time. Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Say, say, dance
for me, dance for me, dance for me. And I think that's because of TikTok, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I feel like everyone kind of went through the same thing with this song, where the first time you hear it, you go, what is that? And then you hear it like six or seven more times, and you go, okay, now I need to know what it is, and you Shazam it, and then you like it, and then you really don't like it after a while, you know?
I remember when we first started playing it, too, was like, I really like this song. Now, not so much.
I still dig it.
Do you still like it?
No, TJ still likes it. TJ still likes it, yeah.
All right.
I do, too. It's catchy.
I worried that it was going to inspire a generation of people who thought they could sing, though. That's the problem.
She can sing. Stop it, guys.
It's a very unique voice.
Stop it.
Hey, a lot of us who are working...
dance.
Stop it. Stop it, Adam Wilde.
How would Passenger sound like if he was singing Tones and I, Adam? Let's hear it, Passenger.
We got to give away McDonald's soon.
No,
come on, guys.
One more story left.
Dance, do you? Dance. How? How do you have another story left?
No, we're done. I think we're done.
No,
we're done.
No,
story. No, cut him off.
Don't you guys want to know how many of us are having sex while working from home?
Okay, give us the number.
58% of us.
Oh, that's a lot of sex.
Adam.
Passenger, what are you doing here?
Dance, monkey.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You want some good news? Because we got some really great news.
Please.
Got breaking news about 10 minutes ago. Pfizer, which is a huge drug company, will seek FDA approval and European Drug Administration approval as well for a new vaccine that is 95% effective.
Oh, wow.
Has no side effects. Nothing that would... No safety concerns. Sorry, not to say no side effects. There are no safety concerns. I'm sure with any vaccine, there could be some side effects for a certain portion of the population. Now, this is huge because now we've got two major companies with a vaccine that's over 90% effective. And to give you an idea of how effective that is, the flu shot's about 46 to 50% effective.
Yep.
And I don't think people ever realize that because we never really thought about it. Why would we think about it?
Yeah.
And they're saying that by April, the vaccine could be available to normal people like us. And what that means is disadvantaged communities, the elderly, and people in, especially in Canada, in the north, where, you know, if there's a COVID-19 breakout, there's no hospitals nearby.
Yeah.
They'll be able to get them first and potentially by the end of the year, which would be amazing. And that's part of the reason why, you know, obviously everybody's talking about you know, it's not about the young people getting it. It's about the young people getting it and spreading it to people that can't fight it. And so if we're able to immunize the people that are most at risk, then life returns to normal very quickly. It doesn't mean that if there's not a risk, doesn't mean you're not wearing a mask. But by the time April rolls around, if we're all able to get vaccines, it's pretty great.
At the absolute very least, this to me is news that things are going in a better direction.
Yeah. Right. There could be hiccups along the way.
Of course. But at least, like, you know, when you think about things a couple of weeks ago, even a couple months ago, there was no good news about this stuff. It was months away. I remember a time when they said it was years away. And now at least there's positive stuff coming on about this.
TJ's being cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. You can't be like if 2020 has taught us anything,
Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't count your eggs.
2020's been a tough year for me personally. So I choose blind faith on this one.
That's fair.
And I'm going to say by my birthday, which is in April, I'm going to get vaccinated. I'm putting it out there in the universe.
Put it out there, baby.
Is it realistic? Probably not. But I'm not a realistic guy.
No, but honestly, like, as we practice social distancing, as we practice, you know, all of these implementations from the government that are very, very important, this is a little silver lining. It's like, this is why we're doing it. This is why we're taking care
of
each other.
Hold tight to this. Yeah.
Exactly. Hold tight and, you know, it gives you a reason for the season.
We could be doing Easter without masks. Imagine that.
We don't know that.
I hope.
You can hope, my darling.
All right.
I'm still going to wear a mask because I don't want people to see my facial expression.
With that mustache, I will keep the mask on all year round.
I just want to throw this out there too. Apparently, they've developed cold storage containers because these things have to be kept at a very cold temperature.
Yeah.
That apparently make it much easier to ship as well. And that's key. It's not just making the vaccine, it's how do we get it to people?
Distributing it.
Anyway, long story short, more good news, cautiously optimistic.
Yes.
And let's keep that positivity rolling and keep your mask on, for God's sakes.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Okay, producer Jesse.
Yes.
This is one that is going to drive a lot of couples nuts.
Oh, no.
What's the story?
This comes from Bella. She says, this email is a part brag, part am I a terrible girlfriend. My boyfriend and I had a conversation on Monday, and we agreed that we're doing a $100 limit for Christmas this year.
Oh.
We both haven't had the best years, but have made every rent payment, and we're both employed after a little bit of spring CERB. Here's why all my friends are calling me irresponsible and why I'm bragging about being a bad person. I got him a PS5 for Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got it on day one and it's hiding in my closet. I feel like even though we said we're doing a $100 limit, this is an incredible gift that'll make my gamer boy so happy. Am I a bad person for treating my baby to a PS5?
You can't put it like treating my baby.
Not a bad person at all. Like, okay, the whole we have a gift limit thing is a cute idea. But everybody always goes over the gift limit. And it's been a tough year. If he's a gamer, he's been excited about the PS5. I'm sure he had a hard time trying to locate one.
Yeah, even trying to get one is hard.
Impossible. So for her to even acquire one is very impressive. Not a bad person. You know, maybe a little irresponsible, but not bad.
Jax?
See, that's the thing. It's not called am I an irresponsible person. It's am I a bad person. Yeah, you can't do that because there's a huge... she shouldn't have done that. There's a huge difference between the $100 limit and how much is a PS5, guys?
$699.
Yes.
That's really tricky positioning to put your partner in. And I know, you guys know me. I have the biggest heart. I love to spoil those I love, but you can't do that. That's not fair.
So
live, laugh, communicate.
I am struggling with this one. Now, on one hand, I know somebody who got their boyfriend a Game of Thrones books for Christmas, and that boyfriend got them like a Ralph Lauren scarf that was like $700. Yeah. And I know the position it put them in. You feel insanely guilty.
Yeah.
So he's going to love this PS5. But my question is he not also going to have an insane amount of guilt with that?
The guilt, and also it's love languages when it comes in. Is she giving this to feel good about it or for him to receive? Like, there's a whole bunch
of... Hold on. Expound on that point for a little
because
bit.
A lot of people, like, you have to match up with love languages. So some people get uncomfortable by large gifts, and some people love giving large gifts. So you really have to communicate where that is. So I'd have to know a little bit more about their love languages.
Like, okay. Well, like, why don't we email her back and be like, hey, why don't you take this Myers-Briggs test?
And spend this in an hour, and you get back to us.
Hey everyone, because
check back in a week.
He may feel uncomfortable and she may be excited, and there's just a lot more I need to know.
Based on the tone of her email, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that she's the type of person that she shows love by getting gifts. And I just based on what she said, I don't think she's expecting much in return anyway. She did it because it's going to make him happy.
Well, she better not.
So I'm going to say the only reason, the only reason I'm going to say bad person is because I'm projecting. I'm projecting myself onto him. And I would feel
you would
awful.
What? Yes, and I think
feel
most people would
awful. And by the way, nobody on this segment's actually a bad person.
No, no, no.
But in this particular case, sort of bad move, bad person, because you did like don't ruin my PS5
exactly.
with your guilt.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine
guilt
how you're gonna feel
nothing.
Every time
yeah.
that she's over and you turn it on.
Yeah, I get you several chocolate bars for Christmas, and then you get me a
you
PS5
like sneakers and socks. I'll
triple nine, double nine to text or 416-872-9999. What are your thoughts?
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Producer Jesse, can you give it to us another time here? What's the story?
Bella and her boyfriend agreed on a $100 limit for Christmas, and she did not adhere to that limit and secured a PS5 for him, which she will surprise him with on the 25th.
Not
TJ
fair.
Says not a bad person because he's getting a PS5, which is great. Jax and I agree on this one where I say bad person only because, to me,
yeah.
I would feel so flippin' guilty.
Yeah.
So it would ruin my moment with my PS5.
Yeah, I think it's just a tricky one. Like, he's not going to feel good about that. She's going to feel about giving it. It's just, it's too much. Yeah.
What are the text messages saying, TJ?
They're pretty split right now. Text from the 905, not a bad person. She just wants to make him happy, but you need to tell him that you just went way over your limit. Otherwise, he's going to feel so bad only getting you a $100 gift. Which
right,
is
hence my point.
Yeah.
Bad
yeah.
person.
But you just give him a heads up like, oh, hey.
So that text said bad person.
So that person agrees with me.
Not a bad person is what they said. Another person in the 905 says, bad person. In fact, such a bad person. Can you tell her I'll buy it off her for my husband to make her feel better?
Yeah. Oh, true.
I know somebody that ordered it on Amazon, and Amazon, I guess, lost it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, here's a $5 gift card.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
So funny. Hey, Patricia,
so
what do you think? Bad person? Not a bad person?
Not a bad person.
Hey.
Interesting. Why?
You know what? My husband buys me large gifts every year, and I don't feel guilty because he ends up saying that it covers all the rest of the year. So Mother's Day, birthday, anniversary. So it's kind of like a one-off. But you know what? Because he put so much thought and effort into getting me such a great gift, I'm all cool for it.
That's okay. That. You know what? I like that too. I think he's the only man in the world who'll ever get away with that. But that's amazing.
I'm gonna make a point and a suggestion though. It sounds like you two have talked about it, and that it sounds like it's an agreement between the two.
There's a system in
not
place.
That he's surprising you with a PS5. You know what I mean?
No, that's a valid point.
Right?
That's
just
a valid
saying,
point.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, the guilt, man. Yeah. The guilt's what killed me.
I feel like you two have an agreement.
You know what? Yes, I guess you can see that.
There she
yes,
is.
That's
come
fair.
On over
that's
here.
Fair.
Come on over to my side. Come on over.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, girl.
Take care.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Producer Jesse, before we get to the results, one more time on this story.
Bella and her boyfriend agreed on a $100 limit for Christmas. She went behind his back and purchased a PS5 for him and will surprise him on Christmas morning.
Jax and I think bad person. Now, just full disclosure, no one's actually a bad person in the segment, but it's a bad person move.
Wonderful human, but
guilt,
bad person.
The guilt I would feel. From getting you a cheap little gift. Now, TJ says he's getting a PS5.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You know how hard it is to acquire those? If you have a chance to get someone's dream gift, you do it, and then they make it up to you in other ways. And some people also, they just love giving gifts. They don't care what they get.
What are the texts saying?
A text from the 705. So last year, my boyfriend bought me a trip to Mexico, and I got him socks. This was after the discussion we weren't buying gifts because we bought a house. I felt like trash.
But that's the thing. It's like she was saying, like, they had a difficult year financially, and I know that she wants to celebrate him, but you got to be responsible.
I feel like there's a difference
that's
between.
That's a bit of a chasm.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's like, that's.
Like, that's $3,000 versus a pair of socks. And if you go to H&M, you can get, like, 3 for $10.
I just feel like it's going to cause more fights than it's worth.
Another one from the 289. Not a bad person. Value is about enjoyment.
Yeah.
So as long as she really enjoys her gift, then he shouldn't feel guilty.
Yeah,
love
and
that.
I value a trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
I got one more here. This is funny. From the 647. Wait, I'm torn. great person because 2020 has been crap, and video games can help a gamer, but terrible person for making him wait till Christmas.
Oh, that's funny. You know what? Those apparently, if you haven't got your PS5 pre-ordered, you're not going to get it till like April now.
Wow.
Like, that's how back-ordered they are. And also, with the pandemic going on, it's tougher for supply chains are a little slower now, right?
How did they not see this coming?
Oh, they saw it coming. That's just creating demand.
Yeah.
I just want you to get your PS5 so I can have your PS4.
Yeah, because as soon as I get mine.
You don't play video games enough to get a PS5.
Listen, okay.
I just want to play Grand
Theft
Auto. I'm
a single dad. I have two dogs, and I want to pretend that I play video games still, and I'm still cool, okay?
I'm 20. Like,
good
let's
Lord.
Go.
Yeah, okay.
Let's
all right.
Play Mario Kart.
Producer Jesse, let's get to those results. What are we saying? Is she a bad person?
68% of people say not a bad person.
Oh, wow. Look at me. I'm shocked. Except for that, I'm not.
TJ.
Because I was right.
TJ, it doesn't That's look good
weeks,
on you. Jax, floating? No, I don't want to talk about it.
Row.
I don't want to talk
That's
about
two
it.
Weeks in a row we've gone
why?
Down.
Do you know why?
What?
Because the mustache has made me wiser.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Dan Levy was just named one of people's sexiest men alive. The Schitt's Creek star landed a spot in this year's People's Sexiest Man Alive issue, telling the magazine this form of sexy is a niche market.
Producer Jesse is the person that disagrees, and he has something he wants to say.
I don't. It's just...
No, you do. You do.
I feel like there's 8 billion people on Earth. I don't understand why Dan Levy's in the top.
He's
whatever.
Beautiful, and he does beautiful things.
Maybe, TJ made this point earlier... They're trying to capitalize on the success of a show
that's what
that
I think
he
it
writes
is.
And produces.
Can I lend some personal experience to this?
Yes.
I was once one of Hello's top 50 most beautiful Canadians.
I remember that.
Here we go.
And the suit that you wore was... Okay, anyways.
And
okay.
If you've seen a picture of me, you're probably thinking, what? What? How?
So how much did
and
you
the,
pay
the reason
Hello?
Is that I worked for a company that owned Hello Magazine. And we were launching a new entertainment show. And they were like, we're putting you in there. And I said, please don't. And they're like, no, we're putting you in there. And my friend Steve went out and bought 50 copies of it.
Amazing.
And
can I have one?
I've never seen it. I was so embarrassed. And it was, you know, it's good promotion, but at the same time, I'm like, objectively, I'm not. Like, that is ridiculous.
Drake and Ryan Reynolds were also on that list.
Yes!
Are you serious?
Yes! Yeah. I don't belong there.
Wow.
Anyway.
Hang on, I'm seeing
so,
if you
so Dan,
it.
But by the way, Dan does, though. Let me just throw
He's
that
sexy.
Out there. Dan Levy, you are sexy. Thank you very much. And I like your glasses. They match every outfit.
I also love how Adam is on the list of the top 50 sexiest Canadians, but
most beautiful.
Oh, pardon me.
They didn't objectify us in Hello Magazine.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you can Google it. You can Google it.
Oh, God. Is it available?
Why are you wearing this jacket? Oh, you're beautiful. You're
describe
cute.
It, Jackson.
Well, they
so
airbrushed
Adam,
us too.
Yeah, Adam's
let's
Adam
be
looks very excited to be there. He's wearing a some sort of striped blazer, and a dress shirt, and then a differently striped tie. You look happy.
Adam is a striped.
I always look happy. It doesn't mean I look beautiful.
No, you look 12, but you look happy, honey.
I'm always happy.
Adam was on the list of the top 50 hottest people in the country. I'm number one on the list of my mom's special boy.
No, that's
so
great.
Who's to say who's more important?
Yeah, exactly.
It's
this is
me.
A nice photo, Adam.
Dolly Parton just donated $1 million to help Moderna find a COVID vaccine. So the biotech firm Moderna is announced Monday that the experimental COVID vaccine that they had showed nearly 95% efficacy in human trials, which is good news. Dolly Parton made $1 million donation to Vanderbilt University for vaccine research back in April. Ergo, according to her fans...
Yep.
Dolly Parton is curing COVID.
She's actually listed as one of the people that's behind it.
Yeah.
Like officially listed.
No, this is like Dolly's doing it. Dolly. Yeah.
She's the best. National treasure. Oh. Interviewed her once. Wonderful person.
And you said she's incredible, right?
She's actually as amazing as you would expect. Yeah.
What was crazy about that interview, too, is she walked up to you and was like, hey, weren't you number 49 on Canada's top 50 most attractive people?
Hey, Adam, who did you pay to get in that magazine?
Do you remember what number you were, actually?
They didn't number it either because we weren't objectified. Like I said,
it's Canadian. That's
Come on, if you're gonna do it, go all the way. You know, like I want to see a ranking.
We just got a text saying, "Oh my god, I just saw the picture." So people are googling it now. Thank
yeah, Google Jack. It and tell me what you think of the blazer. Yeah.
Tell us if you think Adam's a stud horse. 999-999. Forever 21 just relaunched in Canada, and people are not feeling it. So they reopened the website. They called it their Grand Canadian reopening, and the problem is people are saying like a lot of these shirts are the exact same from before you closed down, and there's also not a lot of stock.
They are. Yeah. They have 14 items for men, like, and that includes pants, shirts, sweaters. Like, I was looking on it yesterday, and there's nothing on it.
But the important thing is Forever 21 is back. Yay! And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think it's pretty hard to shock a doctor, but I managed it. And I don't know if you've ever done this before, but like you said to your doctor, I want to do this. And they're like, excuse me?
Yeah.
And their eyes widen. So we got a few text messages that are guessing at what I asked for. And no, it's not a hip replacement, but thank you for that text.
Oh, the old boy?
Yeah.
The old stallion?
Not yet. 32 years old. And I've considered and am considering and have an appointment booked to.
Yeah.
So it's not a consideration. This is something that's happening.
You're going to get
a vasectomy. Now, I'll just be straight up with you. My parents are not for this.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, gone through the divorce in the last year. Don't worry, everything's amicable and fine. And we're co-parenting great. Yeah. Everly's great. Everything's great.
Yeah.
But I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know my Everly's like 1.5 now.
Yeah.
And I know that she'll probably be out of diapers in about a year, I think. I don't know. I didn't have any siblings. I don't really know what
I wore
doing.
Diapers till 13.
So. Okay. So hopefully she doesn't end up like TJ. But but I'm like, I think I'm, when I was thinking about that, I'm like, I don't think I ever want to change another diaper again.
But you said that from the beginning. You're like, I love her so much, but I think this will be my only little lady or little human. Yeah.
You've equated it to, I've already won the lottery.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
Why keep playing?
Well, yeah.
And that's
so that's
fair.
That's my thought on it. But so here's what my parents said. And they were respectful about this. My dad and stepmom were like, listen, we understand what you're saying. However, what if you meet someone and they want to have children? And I'd say, well, then they might not be the right person for me. And they're like, but you don't know that. You might want to have kids.
But they also
what
don't
if
know
maybe?
That. Yeah.
What if maybe?
And you can undo, like, you can reverse a vasectomy, correct?
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
You can. So when I was talking to the doctor, he said, if you want to try to fix it up, and he said 50 to 75% of the time it works. And I'm like, that is a big, wide-ranging gap.
Yeah.
So my question to you is not whether I should get one or not. It's, you know, somebody that's done it and done it relatively young. I guess 32 is not that young.
No, no, no.
But what was their experience? Was it worth it? Do they regret it?
We already actually are getting some texts here. One text from 905 saying my husband's 33 and has no kids, has it done. So like there are men out there in their 30s, right?
Yeah, from the 647. My boyfriend and I decided together that we never want kids. So we did the responsible thing and agreed for him to get the vasectomy. I'm 28, he's 32.
That's fair.
My one of my best friends, Bryce, got his done at 25.
Wow.
He knew he didn't want to have kids, so he got a vasectomy at 25 years old. He might have been like 26, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, important thing. And he took a lot of heat from our friends. We were like, how would you know? And he's like, I just don't want kids.
Yeah.
And I really feel our generation is becoming a generation that's very open about not wanting to have kids. Like, I'm the youngest of three. My brother and sister both have two kids. I have four nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
They're wonderful. I've been on the fence about having kids for like 5 years, openly around my parents. Been like, I don't know if that's for me.
Yeah.
And the shock that you get from your parents.
Yeah.
Being like, no, I need more grandkids.
And let me be clear about something. As a single guy, and this is a consideration, the last thing I want is something accidental.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can be as careful as you want, but things happen.
Adam, also, crazy thing, bottom line, it's your body and your choice.
But I'm throwing it out there. I want to get people's experience. I want to know what your experience with it was. So
the
not just your opinion.
Stories.
Tell me, like, how did it work out for you? Did you do it? Did your husband do it? Did your brother do it? Your dad? Whatever it is. 416-872-9999. 999 to text. We're an open show. We might as well be open about this, right?
Let's chat.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm just going to be straight up with you. I'm pretty sure I'm done having kids. Now, I'm single, newly-ish single, I guess. And also just feeling like, you know what? I'm done. I love my daughter, but I don't want to change another diaper again. I've loved the stages. They've been amazing and beautiful and wonderful. But I think I'm done.
Yeah, and that's fair.
And so my thinking was, okay, I'm going to ask you, because we're pretty open on the show. I'm going to ask you if you had any experience with it. And you know, vasectomies and like, how did you or your family members find it?
Yeah.
416-872-9999. Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. All right. So let's hear what's up. It's Shannon?
Shannon, yeah.
Shannon, I'm sorry. No. I don't know where I got Vanessa from. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Welcome to my world. This is what I do to everybody. Sorry. So your ex was quite young.
Yeah, he was 24. I had had a child from a previous relationship, and then we had two more right after one another, and we were like, you know what? We are done.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't really get a hard time. The doctor was really iffy about it, but we were like, you know what? We have three kids. Yeah. We have a house. Like, we are mature adults. We do not want any more. And honestly, no regret.
Yeah.
Okay, look it.
All right.
Okay.
Love that.
All right, so good luck.
Hey, so how's the recovery time?
Yeah, honestly, he was back to work the next day.
Okay.
So, I mean, he was off for a whole week, so take your time.
Okay, well, mine's next Monday.
Yeah, we're taking Adam to CrossFit after.
You're not taking your time. You're coming right back, Adam Wilde.
Pick up this tire.
Yeah, you're like back the next morning.
Love you. Thank you so much for calling.
No worries. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Shannon, Vanessa.
You're going to hate that workout, aren't you?
I know. I can't get anyone's name
You
right.
never can.
And I know.
Not even close.
Producer Jesse will be like, Michael's on the phone. And you're like, Bobby, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the text. TJ?
From the 226, my dad had one at 30 and was water skiing the next day. Great bounce back
time. Holy moly.
He probably shouldn't have been.
Probably not. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
It's less buoyant. Another one from the 289. My husband had a vasectomy after three kids with his wife at 35. And then we got married when he was in his early 40s and he reversed it so we could have a kid.
Wow.
There's a lot of reversal stories coming.
Yeah, a lot. Really? Okay.
Another text from the 647. I've dated two separate men who both had vasectomies, and both of them talked about reversing it for me. I never pursued it, but I think Adam's parents are right. You just never know what will happen in the future or who you'll meet. Human beings inherently change their minds. Not saying don't do it, just saying that maybe wait until your daughter's at least 3 to 5, then you've really decided you never want to experience a baby again. Because you are in the heat of it, right?
Well, she's 18 months.
But you've also been saying this since, like, day one. I'll be honest
with you. I didn't ever want a kid. I never grew up wanting to get married or having a kid. Mm-hmm. And then when we had Everly, it was the best.
It was
like,
perfection.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
She's
what
a wonderful
gift.
Child.
What a
like,
gift, yeah.
And she was wanted, by the way. Like, that was totally planned. But I think, like, this is it. But I just, you know, it's interesting to get people's experiences with this. And I'm, would you call me stubborn? Once I've made up my mind, I've sort of...
Yeah, I would.
Also, you're an only child, so I could see why this...
And you too will be an only child.
Keep them coming. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
32 years old, I said to my doctor, I think I'm done with the kids thing. And he was like, are you sure? And my parents were like, are you sure? And my appointment to do it is Monday. So I just thought I'd ask last minute.
Snip, snap.
What your experience with it was. Like, is it something where you regret it? Did you like it? What do your family members think? You can give us a shout, 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Roberts?
My thoughts are, so like I was explaining to the other guy, been married 23 years, 44 years old, had our kids after we'd been married for 10 years.
Oh.
Had a great time. Our son is 14, daughter's 8, and I got a vasectomy, and I don't know why. I can't explain it. I was that guy who, I mean, on day one, I told my wife, never having kids.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy. And she was great with it, and we had two kids, and now I don't know why. I want more.
Bobby, do you have baby fever?
No, I don't, because, I mean, my wife's sister and... Yeah, they just had a kid about, you know, a year and a half ago, and I'm like, yeah, nice to see, but y'all got to go.
You're one of us, aren't you?
So,
I'm so glad you listened to this show.
So you do want babies, but you don't want baby babies. You just want more kids. Like, what's happening here?
I can't explain it. It's
different when it's yours.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a million.
Like,
see, everybody says that, and like, what if it's not, though?
No,
like, that's my fear about having kids. It's like, it's going to be so different when it's yours.
I will tell you from experience, it is different. It doesn't smell as bad. The screams don't bother you.
Like,
it's your child.
Blinded by the love for them.
It's like how people say you just have to have the right homemade mac and cheese. It's, and then I still have their mac and cheese. I'm like, eh, this isn't very
children
good.
Aren't
I'm worried
food.
I'm going to have the same thing.
Children
aren't mac and cheese. Jax makes a really solid point there.
Children aren't food.
Mac and cheese with ketchup.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, tomorrow the Eaton Center is going to be unveiling their tallest Christmas tree in the country. The 108-foot tall glittering Yule tree. It's going to be super fun because I normally do a big unveiling where a bunch of people go watch, but you can't do that this year.
I think you can watch it. I think you can, but I think it would be limited.
Yeah, I would imagine
you,
so.
You can look at it, but
maybe
you
they'll
to,
live stream it.
You
did they say anything about that?
You can only look at it while walking by. Okay. You can only look at it while walking. You cannot stop
walking
and you cannot
looking,
gather.
And looking and walking.
That's right.
Okay.
A lot of us are working from home right now. That's no secret. But there's a shocking amount of us who, while are on the clock for work, are having sex at home. 58% of millennials who have been working from home during the pandemic say they've had sex while they're supposed to be working. That's half of us.
Well, good.
Like, what else
you
are you
what?
Supposed to do? Though,
exactly.
You know?
And that's you know what? Fair. Come on. Do you think work cares? If you're happier at work, you're happy.
Plus, there's some Zoom calls. You can just turn the camera off. Good to
no,
go.
Don't. We've seen too many
no,
things
that,
happen
no,
with all
let's
the
not get
yet.
Into that.
Make sure you're muted, too. I'm not a monster.
TJ, stop.
Shazam put out a list of the most Shazam songs ever. Here was the most surprising part of it. Shazam's been around since 2002. And apparently, back in the day, you would call them, tell them this, and then they would text you the song name. So you would call them and like put a clip of it and then so
crazy. It's like Netflix. They used to mail VHSs.
Yeah.
That's how Netflix started. It's crazy.
Man, the world, it changes every day. So here's the top 10. Hozier's Take Me to Church. King's Cooking on Three Burners, This Girl. Gautier, Somebody That I Used to Know. Sia, Cheek Thrills. Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud are from 10 to 6. Number 5, Major Lazer's Lean On. Avicii's Wake Me Up is at number 4. Are you ready for the top 3?
Ready.
Number 3. Passenger, Let Her Go.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low.
Rock on.
Only miss okay, the sun when it
Adam's
starts
favorite
to snow.
Songs.
Only sounds like the soundtrack from The Hobbit.
Okay, now, listen. I like this song, but I don't understand why he sings
only
like this.
Know you've been high when you're feeling low.
You make your
only lips make so your road when you're missing home.
This is how
did he just get his braces on? You're never going to let her go.
Adam,
it's
no,
such a bad impression. It's a sad song.
And you let her go.
I don't understand.
All right.
I don't understand.
Kick it in the drum.
All right, the roast continues. Let's hear Adam's impression of number 2, Lilywood, Prayer and Sea.
Oh, this is a good song, man. 2014.
Oh, now you're happy. Now you're happy.
Come on. This is a great song.
Send me no love. Don't think I could forgive you.
I like their other song.
Don't have another song. Stop.
I like this song.
It's a great
ready?
Song. No one's
5, 6, 7, 8.
This came out in an era where there were several songs we were playing that you could have fast-forwarded to any moment of the song and it sounded like every other moment of the song. Remember there's a song called Waves from Mr. Probs?
Wave
after wave. That song is the exact same song, 10 seconds repeated over for 3 minutes.
Yep. And the number one most Shazam song of all time.
This is
over
crazy.
18 years. Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Which kind of makes sense, because I feel like everybody had the same cycle with the song. It starts off, you hear it, it sounds different, so instinctually, you hate it. And then you go, what is the song? I need to know what it is so I can hate it even more. And then you get the name of it, and then you're like, I should add this to my playlist so I can listen to it occasionally
and hate it even
more.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you start to slowly admit that you like it, and then it drives you a little crazy over time. And then you hear it now, and you go, oh yeah, I forgot the song, I kind of like it.
It's so catchy, I like the song.
She, and the thing is that like, she can actually belt.
Yeah.
This, like, she can sing. Tones and I can really go. So
I call her Tony.
Do you? I don't think you do.
I just looked up.
I think we're making stuff up. Is that
is
her
it
name?
Tony?
That's Tony Warren.
Okay.
Tony Watson. Tony
from
Watson.
From Australia.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm
from Australia.
Producer Jesse is shaking his head, as in that is like
that's
we're
enough.
Going nowhere.
That's
so
enough.
Let's wrap
no,
it
no,
up.
Let's keep circling the drain
no,
here.
Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Just want to say, if you've been listening for the last hour, really appreciate all the responses that we had. Very, very thoughtful, amazing answers to the vasectomy question. And like, since we're an open show and we talk about things like this, thank you for not being squeamish or uncomfortable or whatever. Really appreciate, you know, normalizing stuff like this. Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.